At a small clinic in Bissau, health worker Alimatu Mbalo mixes a medicine to treat a baby suffering from an enlarged thyroid gland located at the neck. Mbalo says she sees a lot of children come in with painfully swollen necks and mothers who are unable to breastfeed because of fatigue related to iodine deficiency. She says she treats them with a mixture of modern and traditional medicines and local cereals. She says the combination works. According to United Nations report, 17% of the population of Guinea-Bissau suffers from an enlarged thyroid gland or goiter because of iodine deficiency. Some doctors in the former Portuguese colony say that that number may be higher. Other common health problems related to iodine deficiency include fatigue, depression, dwarfism, cretinism, and brain damage in infants. Guinea-Bissau, like many poor nations, suffers from a high rate of iodine deficiency because most people do not buy treated salt. Many in Guinea-Bissau get their salt by evaporating salt water. Iodine can be found in certain types of seafood and in plants grown on iodine-rich soil. But without iodized salt, many people develop deficiencies. Mariam Awad brought her baby to the clinic to be treated for a stomach ache and a swollen neck. Awad says she is relieved that her baby has been treated and is feeling better. Public health officials say putting iodine in salt is one of the cheapest and most effective ways a country can improve its overall health. It costs just over a dollar to treat 1 ton of salt. However, doctors in the country say it is not the cost that is preventing those in Guinea-Bissau from adding iodine to their salt. It is breaking old habits that is proving to be a challenge. Carrie Barber for VOA News, Dakar.